Does Buddha always have happy moments? Does Buddha always have happy moments?
Happy moment?
Yeah. He means, is every moment that Buddha experiences one of happiness?
Did he see?
I don't think so, but...
Did he hear?
Yes, he heard.
With akusala, you know what akusala mean?
No.
Unwholesome moment.
A.
In life, there are different moments. Some are wholesome and some are unwholesome. Right?
You know akusala karma and kusala karma?
Oh, don't you?
No, I don't.
So, what is Dhamma?
Dhamma?
Mm-hmm.
It's the teaching of the Buddha.
Is that Dhamma now?
Sometimes.
there's two meanings of Dhamma. One is, yes, it's the teaching of the Buddha. But
yeah.
Also, Dhamma means like element, like moments.
Okay.
So your question is, or what Ajahn Sujin is asking, sometimes there is akusala, which means unwholesome moment. Like if you feel annoyed, is that wholesome or unwholesome?
Unwholesome.
Yeah. And if you're patient, is that wholesome or unwholesome?
Wholesome.
Right. Can the Buddha have unwholesome moments?
No.
Right, he can't.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Because... patience, like, it's wholesome because it's a good thing, like...
Besides the moment of unwholesome moment and wholesome moment, are there other moments? This is very difficult, too.
I don't think so.
That's why we have to listen carefully from the very beginning, okay?
Okay.
Dhamma is real. If it's not real, we shouldn't talk about it, right? Whatever is real, no matter we call it, it cannot be changed. Like sweetness, can it change to be hardness?
No.
That is Dhamma. Is hardness a Dhamma?
Yeah.
Is seeing a Dhamma?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is now Dhamma?
No Dhamma? Did you say no Dhamma?
What is now Dhamma?
The moment.
What is that in the moment?
Give us examples of what's occurring in the moment now. Give us some examples. Well, Nina, you can give.
It's like moving, touching, and seeing, and hearing. Like, everything is like moving, so that's like what the moment means.
Moving or impermanent?
Impermanent.
Yes.
Why?
Because it is like such a thing.
It's such a thing, she means that's the nature of the world. Right, I mean it is.
Is the Dhamma now again? Same question.
No.
Is seeing Dhamma?
Yeah.
In one sense, Dhamma means anything that's real. So is seeing real?
Yeah.
Is color real?
Yeah.
Is sweetness real?
Yeah.
Hardness real?
Yeah.
Unwholesome moment real?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yes. If it's occurring, it is. Is patience real?
Yeah.
Is it impermanent or it's always there?
It is always there.
Patience is always there?
No.
Everything real is impermanent.
Okay.
So dharmas are impermanent.
Okay.
which means they fall away immediately. How do they arise? How does patience arise?
Like all by conditions?
Yes, by conditions.
Today we'll talk about Dhamma. Is it right? Just talk about Dhamma any time, because there are Dhamma all the time. So we can talk about Dhamma anytime, anywhere, anything, right?
Yeah.
So now, again, today is the Dhamma.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Now?
Yeah.
What is that? What is Dhamma now? Right now?
Wholesome.
Wholesome. What is wholesome?
Wholesome now? Is a, like a, when you do good stuff like patience or...
Yeah. We have to talk about the absolute truth of a reality, absolutely. Ultimately, never change. Okay?
Okay.
So now, Dhamma can be known because Dhamma is there now. Do you have to look for Dhamma?
No.
Okay. So just one Dhamma at a time. Never mix up whatever is there together. Otherwise, we cannot understand just one Dhamma. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to talk about now?
Like,
I have a question. Can like Buddha like control others' feelings, do what they're doing, but without like making them?
She's asking, Buddha has the power to somehow change people's feelings or control people. What do you think the answer is, Nina?
How?
Like, because he has a big mindset and it can like travel, I feel like.
So what's your answer, Nina, to that?
I would say it's probably a no.
Mm, that's right.
But only like conditions like make people do whatever they do.
Is she now thinking?
I don't know.
See, can you change his thought?
No.
See, no one can change. All depends on what you said, conditions.
Okay.
Without condition, nothing can arise at all. That's why we have to learn little by little about what is there now as it is. No one make it arise at all. And what is now arising?
Conditions, the same.
Conditions. Conditions are arising.
Not only the word condition. What condition? What is condition?
Like the things that make you move, see and hear. Without conditions, we could be like very dumb.
Is there conditions for seeing to arise?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like so you can like look around and see who are you listening to.
I mean seeing right now.
Yeah.
Is there a condition for its arising?
No.
Can it arise alone without conditions?
Probably not.
Not probably. It has to be as it is. And this is the teaching of the Buddha about the absolute truth. Never change at all. As we said, nothing can arise without conditions. So there must be condition for whatever arises now, right?
Yeah.
So is seeing arises?
Yes.
Arising? What condition seeing to arise to see?
Like people, phones, watches, iPhones, books, all sorts of things.
Dhamma? It has to be Dhamma?
Yeah.
What is that? That condition seeing to arise? What is that condition?
Conditions that arise.
What condition?
Seeing, hearing.
is conditioned, right?
Yeah.
So what is conditioned for seeing to arise?
I don't know.
That's why we don't use the term condition if there's no understanding of condition at all.
Okay.
What can you see right now, Nina?
People around me, a phone.
Okay, but break it down. Before thinking about phone or people, what is there in this scene?
Dharma.
Yeah, and what is the Dharma that's seen? What is
the
that?
The truth.
Yeah, that's the ultimate, but what is it? Can you describe it? What is seen exactly?
Like...
Before thinking about it. Just when the eyes open. What is seeing?
Seeing is like, I don't know.
Seeing sees colors, right?
Yeah.
That's all.
Can't she understand?
No. Little one. Can you understand, Anna? This? A little bit? Do you have a question for Ajahn Sujan?
Yeah.
About Buddhism? Okay, what's your question?
How people Buddhism like is how Buddhism make see ruined.
How Buddhism make what?
Ruined.
Ruined? What's that?
The sea creatures.
The sea creatures? I don't know. I'm not sure.
But she can listen, see?
Yeah, she can listen.
Yeah.
It's a difficult.
Huh?
It's a difficult to ask.
Oh, it's a hard question, is it? Yes. Ryan, do you have a question?
It's okay if you, like, be a soldier, which I want to be, when I, like, but you defend, and, but not like you don't want to, but you want to defend the country. Is that good karma, but also bad karma?
Is it good?
Yeah, if you're defending, right, it's good.
And what do you do when you defend?
Well...
See, it's not just listen to the answer, but to understand each reality at each moment, which is so very subtle. For example, if there's no understanding of what is there now, can there be the understanding of what you're thinking about? Defending the country, is it wholesome or not?
It's wholesome if you...
No. You have good intention to protect. Right?
Yeah.
The country. But at moment of thinking about what one is doing, at moment of protecting the country and the other,
yeah,
is it wholesome? Okay. At moment of taking food, is it wholesome?
I don't really know if it's wholesome or unwholesome.
That's why it's not easy at all. Because there's not yet the understanding of the truth of just one reality at a time. Sometimes it's wholesome, sometimes it's not wholesome, sometimes it's not either, and so on. That's why we have to learn just one word to have more confidence of the truth that it's there.
Okay.
Okay. Are you someone?
Yes.
See? No reality?
Well, it's conditions, which is me, but...
Why do you say that I?
It's I, but it's really conditions, right?
What are there?
Seeing, hearing, tasting.
Good. But is seeing you...
Conditions?
Is seeing now you?
That is conditions.
No, just the answer is seeing now you.
Yeah.
So no understanding of condition yet, not enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when seeing is conditioned to arise, it has to arise. conditions it just to arise, that's all, because it have arisen. And then no condition to have it stay long, it falls away instantly, as soon as it has arisen. Right or wrong? There are conditions for whatever arises.
Yeah.
And when that reality is conditioned to arise, it arises only that. So as soon as it has arisen, it falls away.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's seeing permanent. It's conditioned to arise just to see.
Is it permanent or impermanent?
Well, it can be impermanent.
Yeah, because it falls away immediately. So it doesn't last even for a second.
And okay, this is a little more understanding what is meant by Dhamma, little by little, to understand. Whatever arises falls away because conditions, just condition is arising, that's all. That's why it has risen, so it falls away. Is that true? Just being conditioned to arise.
You could arise.
And then after it has risen, it falls away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No condition for it to stay longer than that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But Ryan and Nina, that seeing seems to go on, doesn't it? Now we're seeing, and next second we're seeing again. Is it the same scene or a different scene?
A different.
Yes, it's a different scene. So that's the, understand it, when Ajahn Sujan asks you if there is you who's seen, it's not you who's seen, there's just seeing that arises for a moment. But because there's conditions, seeing arises again, a different seeing.
So is seeing you?
Conditions, it's arising by conditions.
Is seeing now you?
Seen Ryan?
Yeah.
No. In the ultimate sense, no. Because if seeing was you, it's already gone.
I know, it is, but...
So in the ultimate sense, there's only those dharmas you mentioned, like seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, unwholesome moment, wholesome moment. But they're all impermanent. They arise and then they're gone by conditions. Okay. So that's why we say, what's sabbe nina? Sabbe?
Dharma.
Anatta.
Yeah, sabbe dharma anatta. So that's what the Buddha means by there's no self, because immediately it's gone and there's a new element there. So in the ultimate sense, there's no Ryan and Nina. But we use those words, those names, because it's convenient. Because realities keep re-arising.
Yeah.
So this is what the Buddha's getting at with the ultimate understanding. So with Buddhism, we understand concepts that we've always had, and that everyone has, like people and things, but we try to understand ultimate reality too.
We do.
Why do we want to understand ultimate reality? Like, it's just seeing, it's just hearing, it's just wholesome moment. Why is that important?
Because... I don't know.
Is knowing that going to help you get a good mark at school? In science or mathematics?
Well, we don't study this at school.
No, you don't study it at school, so it's not going to help you at school in your classes, but will it help you in life?
Yes.
Yeah. How will it help you in life?
By karma.
In what way?
By, you can do more good karma, you get more good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, one of your questions was, is just listening to Dharma that you wrote down,
yeah,
is that good karma, just listening to Dharma, right?
Yeah, it is. But
yeah, what is karma?
Dharma is like everything.
What, pardon? What is karma? You talk about karma? Like wholesome karma and wholesome karma?
Yeah.
But what is karma?
Dharma is everything, right?
Oh, karma.
Oh, I thought you said dharma. Karma is like when you do good stuff or bad stuff. It like depends. It changes when, like, when's the right time to do you get good karma or bad karma in the future.
So maybe understanding dharma would help you in school in the sense that anyone who understands life more understands
reality
has an advantage because there's an understanding of what life really is.
Okay.
What if one of your teachers doesn't like your work and says that's bad work? What would you do knowing dharma? What would your response be?
I don't know.
Maybe you'd just try to listen to the teacher and improve.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Right. But if you didn't know dharma, you might feel sad. Is that the right way, to feel sad?
No.
No.
Is this one of your questions?
Nina, what about your question about 7 and 8 year olds learning dharma?
I don't think there's much.
One of her questions she wrote down was, can 7 or 8 year olds learn dharma? Can they study dharma?
They're just studying it.
Like, about like how much, what do they learn, and so on.
Is dharma your life, or your life is dharma?
I think they're like the same way, but...
Very deep to understand the truth, yeah. Just learn about the word, the meaning of it, but it has to be very firm confidence of what is it like Dhamma. So not just your kids, but anyone who would like to understand Dhamma has to understand not just the word, like what is Dhamma has to be real. Otherwise, what's the use of learning about that which is not real?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is real?
What's real? The conditions are real.
Now.
The hearing.
Now, what is real? It has to be now because it's there.
Yeah.
To be understood, the truth of it. We learn about understanding what is there each moment in life. Otherwise, we live with no understanding of the truth at all. So, any question like, what is true now? What is Dhamma now? What is there now? When there is understanding, a little more, no doubt about it. Is seeing Nina?
No.
Seeing is seeing.
Yeah,
seeing cannot be Ryan or Nina at all. Seeing is only at the moment when it sees. Right?
Yeah.
And it's gone. But now it sees again and then gone again. Each moment. Where was Nina yesterday?
Yeah.
Where?
Where's the Nina from yesterday?
Gone.
Where's the Nina from 5 minutes ago?
Gone.
Where's the Nina from a second ago?
Gone.
Where's the Nina in 10 minutes?
Gone.
No, in 10 minutes, after 10 minutes.
Not there yet.
Not there yet. So Nina is only there for a second. So in the end, we just say there's no Nina. There's just moments arising and passing, ultimately. But okay. We still call you Nina and me Robert, right?
Yeah.
But we understand that there's just moments conditioned. And this is really deep and useful in every aspect of life. Understand this much, and life would get much easier for anyone and much happier.
Do you understand?
To a certain extent, I understand that. Look at all my friends that you meet in New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
What do? Drink, smoke? Yeah. I don't do any of that now, do I? Why?
Because of karma. I mean, yeah, conditions.
Because I heard Dharma.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
It's just one aspect, though.
It's very good for them to listen while we talk about Dharma, because they absorb and have it accumulated, to have some doubt about it, so they can ask about the doubt, because they listen. But even no matter who, Dharma is so subtle that it depends on how much considering about the truth of each word.
These days, even the considering, they think it's not important. They just want to do some practice to have a result.
No understanding of the truth at all. They don't understand the absolute truth. They just understand what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, and what is this action or this speech and so on. But no understanding of Dhamma, the absolute Dhamma. For anyone in Thailand, all of them who do not study the teachings carefully, they take it for granted.
Yeah.
For example, like the Supreme Patriarch, what is that? In Tipitaka, Buddha's birthday, because they left everything to study Dhamma only all their life, study, consider, develop understanding of Dhamma. But why just make it like the same as lay people, birthday and so on? That is not monk's life at all, because of ignorance. And it's all there in any part of the world.
Yeah, for sure.
So then I listen and just keep some of what they heard to be thought about later.
So you two are lucky. You can do your schoolwork and so on, plus you can learn Dharma as you grow up.
Yeah.
Both are important.
Very.
Yes.
Very.
Do you understand letting go, Nina? The Buddha's teaching is for letting go, for gradually less attachment to the wrong idea of self, the belief in self which is so strong. And that's why understanding about conditions and impermanence leads away from thinking so much about self.
Okay.
Learn that they have heard this word in life to have more time to study later by conditions. Otherwise, those who haven't heard at all, no ground. Who knows that they are listening and get something, little by little, naturally.
It's like learning a foreign language. In the beginning, you know just a little bit, but gradually it accumulates and understanding can grow. Learning Dharma is a bit like a foreign language. You have to study it and consider.
That's why what we get from the teachings is to understand how much ignorance, attachment, and all kinds of akusala, which how can it be let go until no conditions for its arising at all? Absolutely eradicated. See? Otherwise, they just want to understand this or that and learn to remember it and understand the word only. See?
Brian and Nina, what's important? Just understanding the words that the Buddha said or understanding right now, directly?
Directly.
How many times do they listen to Dhamma? Mm-hmm. I see. Only
just for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By conditions.
By virtue of when they're busy at school and everything.
But they are interested.
Yeah, sure. You have another question? Go on.
This is my last one. Is it even good karma to, like, how you look or something? Like, is it by conditions?
Everything.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Whatever arises. Without condition, nothing can arise at all.
Yeah.
But that's not enough. We have to understand what conditions are there to condition such and such different reality for them to think about.
Did we finish?
Mm-hmm.
We did? We finished?
Keep it.
Could someone be not good at schoolwork or slow at schoolwork but still understand Buddhism?
Buddhism. Just one word. What is Buddhism?
Buddhism is the truth of life.
Who taught this truth?
Buddha.
Buddha. What did he say? A little more? Not just only this? Because you said that he taught the truth of life. Is that right?
Yeah.
What is the truth of life? It has to go on and on and on. To understand.
Like the things that are wholesome and unwholesome, impermanent and permanent.
Can someone ask, what is life?
Well, to a human who knows Buddhism.
If we don't understand just one word, can we understand more?
No.
That's why, what is life?
Like everything, like living beings.
Is there life now?
Yeah, life that passed.
Is there life here?
No.
Why not? Keep on asking, keep on thinking.
Like, there's no things in it. It doesn't have conditions by it. And it can't move. Well, it can move, but people have to do it.
So in Dhamma we say rupa is different from nama. Nama is mentality and rupa is materiality. And humans and animals have nama and rupa. But things like a glass that we're discussing, it's only rupa. And all of that's defined in detail in the Abhidhamma.
Okay.
So it's much more accurate than, say, what you learn in science at school. So then one day you'll know more than your science teacher about life. Much more.
But what if he already knows Buddhism?
Well, not many science teachers know, but maybe
it's
possible.
But yeah, they might don't do be a science teacher because...
Mm-hmm.
Because... Sometimes you say science is not really like Buddhism, a bit, right?
I would say science tries to understand life.
Yeah, but...
And Buddha did understand life. So some things in science...
are true, but...
Yes, are kind of true. But they're not. It's not deep like the Buddha's understanding.
Yeah.
they have accumulation to listen and to think, to answer, little by little.
Okay. Are you finished now?
No, I've still got more time.
Then, Nina, what about your question? I've been talking.
I can't remember.
That was my last question.
Would Buddha ever tell a lie to make people feel better?
Would Buddha ever tell a lie, a little white lie, to make someone feel better?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why can't you do something to have them feel better without lying? Even
and like,
if
and
it's
then you can
lie.
Tell them the truth. And then you
so
can
just
tell
a joke?
The truth. Yeah.
Black is black, and white is white.
Yeah.
Can you change?
No.
When it's a lie, it's a lie. Can you do anything better to help people without telling a lie?
Yeah.
Better that. Better
yeah,
do that.
So why would they tell a lie?
Did you lie sometime?
Yeah.
White or black? White lie or black lie?
What is white lie and what's black lie?
White lie is a little small lie.
I do, well, only like, I do very little like black lies.
White is opposite of black.
Yeah. I don't really do them.
It's absolutely.
But I do them, but.
Would you like to lie even if it's a white lie?
No.
See, that's good.
Yeah.
Lie is lie, no matter it's white or not.
Okay.
So when you grow up, you will not tell a lie. See, if you have listened to the truth from your daddy, you will not be like that. Different from others, your friends, and so on. But that's not enough. There can be better and better. Not just only not telling a lie.
Okay.
And what's the most useful thing in life?
One of them.
Okay.
Like,
what?
One of your body parts. Help you like see and hear.
Yeah, you mean you need your eyes to see, so that's useful too.
Yeah.
What's more useful, hearing the Dharma or having your eyes?
Hearing the Dharma.
Yeah. Are you Dharma?
No.
So what are you?
A human.
A person?
What is a human in Dharma and Buddhism? What is a human, Nina?
I don't know. What are some words?
Well, seeing the Dharma?
No.
Yes? Seeing, that's what we've been saying, seeing as a Dharma.
Yeah.
Hearing as a Dharma. Thinking, is that a Dharma?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about color, is that a Dharma?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is sound a Dharma?
Yeah.
And is sound you?
No.
Is hearing you?
No.
No. So this is what we mean when Ajahn Sujin's asking, what are you? There's just these elements, like you were saying before, that arise and pass away. So in the ultimate sense, no human. Okay, talking about lying, I'll tell you a story about the Buddha and Nanda.
Okay.
The Buddha's cousin Nanda, he was going to get married to a beautiful princess. But the Buddha knew he had accumulation, so the Buddha asked him to come and join the bhikkhu, become a monk. So as he was walking away, the beautiful princess waved at him and said, come back, Nanda, don't be so long. Anyway, Nanda became a monk. But then after a few weeks, he told the other monks, I'm going to leave the order. I don't feel happy. I'm going back to my normal life as a prince. So the monks went and told the Buddha. And the Buddha said, is this true, Nanda? Is this true that you are thinking to go back to the lay life, to become a prince again? And Nanda said, yes, it is true, Lord. When I think of the princess who is waiting for me, I feel dissatisfied. So the Buddha then grabbed his arm, and by his powers, they both went up to the Tavatimsa Deva world. And in the Deva world, what do the Devas look like?
Good.
The women are beautiful and the men are handsome, right?
Yeah.
And he saw all the devis there, the women Devas. And then the Buddha went back to the human world and he said, did you see those woman Devas? And Nanda said, yes. What did you think of them compared to the princess? And he said, oh, the princess, she is like a shaved monkey compared to those Devas. They were so beautiful. So the Buddha said, if you stay as a monk, I can guarantee you that one day you will be born there and those Devas will be your wives. So Nanda stayed as a monk. But the other monks teased him and said, you're just a monk just because you want to go to the Deva world one day. So he felt a bit humiliated. So he went away and considered Dharma, and what happened then? He was considering Dharma deeply.
And then his wish came true.
Then his wish came true? What do you think happened, Ryan? He was kept thinking about Dharma and considering it deeply.
Yeah, then he thought it was, but he understood Buddhism, and
yes.
Then he didn't want to have wives anymore and
yes.
Keep wanting.
And what did he become?
Arahat.
Yes, he became an arahat. So did he still want those Deva wives?
No.
So he went to the Buddha and said, I release you from your promise about the Devas, Deva world. And the Buddha said, yes, as soon as you became an arahat, I was already released. But so was the Buddha telling the truth then? When he told Nanda, you'll go to the Tavantinsa world, or was that a white lie, do you think?
White lie.
Black lie. It's a bit complicated, but it wasn't a white lie, because if someone lives a good life as a monk,
yeah,
and they're listening to Dharma, and they're doing all the right things, if they don't become an arahat, where will they go?
Where?
Well, they'll go to the Deva world anyway, because they're always listening to Dharma and thinking about it and always doing good. So Nanda would have gone to the... He would have been reborn in a Deva world. But, as it happened, he became an arahat. So he can't be reborn in the Deva world at all. So was the Buddha telling a white lie or not then?
A white lie?
Not really.
Why?
Because it's true. The Buddha's truth, what? It was true if Nanda had lived a good life as a monk, he would have gone to a Deva world. But it just happened he went further and became an arahat.
Someone said, I did a peace conference with no peace.
that's the nature of the world, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah.
The best thing in life is to understand the truth, the absolute truth, no matter in what life in samsara, because it's so true that it is not known as it is.
And it's not getting better, is it? And it's not getting better.
Because it's just like nonsense. Word, no understanding.
So samsara can't get better at all, because without understanding, nothing can improve.
Yeah. More and more unwholesome things.
Yes, yeah. More and more disputes.
Mm-hmm.
Less and less people listening to Dharma. You can go out if you want to have a rest, or you can stay and ask more questions.
I don't have any questions.
I have.
Okay, you listen for over now. That's pretty good.
The best thing for them in life. Little by little.
Like that, after you have a rest.